nigga. Chris, dog, that pause shit is over with, bro. It's over with, man. It's fucking over.
Why?
I don't suck dick.
Okay, I know that.
So why are you pausing me when I'm talking to you?
Because you could talk to me in a more less aggressive manner.
So the audience understands what the fuck's going on. I just said to you, it's get aggressive. Your ass over here. And you said pause to me.
Yes, because that's aggressive, bro.
I just said get your ass over here.
Yes, but why is my ass the part of me you concerned with getting over there? Like, don't, you could have said, hey, get over here, man.
And you would have still found a way to pause that shit.
Bring your dusty foot ass over here. What happened to that?
If he said, get your feet over here.
Yeah.
I would have been right here.
That's crazy. Don't ever pause me,
but
nigga.
Because
play, nigga. Play.
He thought
play.
He was concerned about getting your ass here specifically. It made you uncomfortable.
Did he? What other part of me did he want over here? Part of me was requested?
Right, so have I ever made any sexual advances towards you?
No.
So what the fuck are you pausing me for?
Because.
You never know, Sean.
Thank you.
I'm
you
not.
Never
listen,
know.
I promise
bro.
You, I would never Dwight Howard you. I promise
okay,
you.
Okay, I know that. But we live in a technological age, bro.
Bro.
We are recording this. This is a video of this. Somebody could cut it right where you said the shit, and that's all they put out. Next thing you know, 6 million people. 6 million people see you telling me, get your ass over here. Why are you talking to me like that?
But listen, like, I can't even talk to my brothers anymore, bro. Everything we do, pause. Pause. Pause.
You gotta be
pause,
careful.
Pause.
Bro.
That's crazy. We sound like fucking
No, bro, we don't. You can't say that. It's not political.
That's why I tried to pause, but it still came out.
No slow-mo.
That is the
But you
new
see, that's
hard
what
art.
Pause is for. Pause is to keep man. Us politically correct, man.
So we can't have barbershop talk no more. We can't have locker room talk no more.
Yeah,
everything is fucking
we
pause, bro.
We can't have everything. Barbershop talk.
How? When everything is fucking pause.
Nah, but.
I just told my homeboy, I just told my brother, yo, get your ass over here so we can record. Nigga, tell me pause. That's crazy.
No, man.
You know what's crazy about this is that before the episode is over, you will pause something.
And that's what
pisses
me off.
You're a hypocrite.
It's because, no, I've been indoctrinated now. Like, bro.
Indoctrinated. Like.
It's funny, right? Because like, one of our previous episodes, right? Either I said something or Plus said something. And we're like, yo, why did you do that? And it's like a preemptive pause. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't even know when to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're just
because,
doing it.
And also, there has to be some level of respect shown to cisgender people, no?
Ben, bartender.
Some of those people
can
just don't
want to
hear
right?
that type of wild language.
Yeah, man. I have a double shot, nigga.
What if cisgender people don't want to listen to you telling me get my ass over here?
Cool, man, I'm not gonna lie to you, brother.
I just trying to disrespect this.
I'm not gonna lie to you, brother. I don't receive whatever cisgender is. I reject it.
What is it though? What is that?
It means normal. Okay.
We're cisgenders?
Are we normal?
Hey, listen.
Okay.
I believe so.
I ain't trying to offend people, you feel me?
Man, listen.
Never mind. I don't even know anymore.
I'm a real nigga.
We put labels on everything, cis, bro. Like, I don't know what that means, bro.
I'm just saying.
I've never been anybody cis. I'm not going to start
I watch my language.
Yeah, I'm chilling. I'm chilling.
I watch
I'm
my chilling, language.
Man. I'm chilling, bro.
So as to not offend cool other it. People.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
So when
I'm chilling. I'm relaxed.
I think about people like myself who don't want to hear a nigga say, hey, get your ass over here.
That's crazy.
I just don't want to hear that, bro.
Personally, I'm not in control of shit. But I am in control of what I let motherfuckers call me. I know I can control that. Right? I can't control who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I can't control what you choose to identify as. That's your business. Now, what I want you to call me, I mean, you know.
So,
I'm not going to adopt anybody's label in cisgender. I don't know what it means.
All I'm saying is, listen, all I'm saying is, all I'm saying is,
what does all this shit mean? You know,
what does it mean?
Take it easy, bro.
All
take
I'm
it easy.
Saying is,
no, I'm honestly asking all these terms. I'm chilling.
I'm trolling a little bit, but you're getting real bad.
Yeah, I'm like,
what does this mean?
Like, chill, man. Because you know what pissed me off when he said, are we normal? Like, that made me mad, bro. You start questioning it now. Am I normal, bro?
I don't know.
Should I be into some crazy shit? You know, like, what the fuck, bro?
Crazy shit.
God, man. You funny. This nigga's so fucking funny, bro.
Pause can never die.
It should die, man.
Long story
nigga,
short.
Play me. Play.
Why?
Fuck that, man. I'm talking to y'all niggas. I'm talking to my brothers.
Yeah.
Pausing every fucking second. We be having serious conversations. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Yo, man, my day was real fucked up. Shit, da-da-da, I lost my job. Pause. Nigga,
no,
what?
I would. No, come on now. That's OD. That's OD.
But that's how it feels,
I'm
nigga.
I'm not pausing you losing your job.
What if it was a blues?
Hey, Chris, man, I hope you had a good day
now
today.
Now I got to pause you.
Chris,
what are you
Chris,
talking
I hope you
about?
Had a, like, Chris, I hope you had a great day today. Pause, nigga. Why you worried about how great my day was? That's how deep you get into this shit,
no,
nigga.
No, no.
Why nigga worry about how great my day is?
You get deep into what, my brother?
And that's what I'm talking about.
There we go.
He's on point.
You know what?
That's how you stay on point.
You know, it's your day. You got it. You got
that's
it.
How you stay on point.
It's your day. You're right. You're right. Pause.
That's how you stay on point.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, today is Chris's day. This is his podcast today. We going to let his ass. Never mind. Shit.
You see, you go mentioning my ass again. I can't talk. That's what I'm talking about.
We're going to let him have it today.
That's crazy.
Where you going to let me? I don't want it.
All right. Yo, I quit. I fucking quit, dog. No, I can't even talk, bro. Holy shit, bro.
I don't want it. He's just waiting for the bus. He doesn't want it.
You know, I just wait for the bus.
He does not want it, bro.
Yo.
That was massive.
Applause to the man who decided to video capture that entire
moment. At a time where niggas wasn't videoing.
Nobody
like
was doing that, dog. You were ahead
that
of your
that
time
video
was,
is hey, one of the most popular videos ever, bro.
You realize that
South
nigga.
South Florida classic.
All right. He had to have one of them little cameras that you like the
digital camera.
The digital camera. Yeah. He had to have a digital camera.
Just knew.
Go turn that bitch on. Wait for it to load, and then go to video mode, nigga. It wasn't like no one button to push that bitch into video mode. You had to do a little couple little boop video then, mode, and then
and don't sections. You remember? And don't you remember how he added like B-roll footage while he's running up and delivering Bruh. The kick punch combo?
Yeah.
Like he's talking, explaining the ordeal.
Yeah,
that was great work.
That was great work, bro.
That was great.
This before his time, bro.
This was before,
Way
his,
before
time.
His time.
Way before his time, bro.
No, there's no way. It's over there. Has to be.
Well, I would never see it.
I
don't see it, though.
I can't see it.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Man. Whoa, it's not on me. I don't have anybody's lighter.
You got it on me. I'm willing to offer up.
Oh, I got it.
Okay, I was going to say. I was willing to offer up my lighter, but I was going to add a there very strict disclaimer.
Pause. That's crazy.
Put your I want lighter, my shit back.
Pause. Put your lighter on the offering table.
Pause.
Come on, man.
You see?
You're being obnoxious, bro. Grow up.
You see? Niggas can't talk
Grow
no
up,
more.
Man. You're
Everything's
obnoxious.
Fucking pause, man.
Pause when appropriate, man.
Yeah.
That's all.
Just stay in bounds.
Pause
all
appropriately.
I don't even know when it's appropriate. I can't check on you guys. It's a pause. If I show care and compassion, pause.
No, you see? Now you're trying to make it seem like pause is toxic masculinity.
Don't minimize how I feel.
It's not toxic masculinity.
Don't minimize how I feel.
I'm not minimizing how you feel.
Oh, my bad. It's your day. My bad.
Stop gaslighting me, bro.
I'm not gaslighting. Don't do that. Yeah, I'm not
let's
gaslighting.
Use the buzzwords, man. Let's stop gaslighting me, man.
Don't do that. That's not what I'm doing here.
Yeah, man.
You know, for transparency's sake, it's a real tough day. When, like, somebody call you a gaslighter, you're like, fuck you, I'm not a gaslighter. And then you go Google what a gaslighter is.
And that's literally you. That's literally me.
And a fucking picture of you pop up. Your Twitter
page. Yeah, it, my page pops up.
I never forget the day.
I remember the day I got called a gaslighter.
I said, bitch, I know gaslighter. He says, you're doing it right now. I said, shut up. Shut up. I
was called a manipulator and a gaslighter. I said, man, what the fuck are you talking about?
You give me a second to Google it, you bitch. You give me one moment.
I'm like, what does gaslight even mean? I went to go Google last year.
This time. Hold on.
Hold on, bitch. You got me this time. Hold on.
Let's try to figure out what you're saying to me. Ooh.
Gaslight. Holy shit.
At Vegan Trap Lord. What?
How'd they get my selfie?
That's me.
You get my phone number?
She's right. For once.
I mean, because honestly, when you have, you know, when you have no more cards to play and you're desperate, you have to make her feel insane. There's nothing else
you can do.
There's nothing else.
You got to make her feel crazy.
You have to distort reality.
Yes.
You have to Dr. Strange the situation.
You got to make her sound like, you got to make her feel like she's fucking crazy, bro.
You have to Dr. Strange.
Come on now.
You must alter reality, nigga.
All right. I got one request. I got one request.
What?
Doctor Strange is the title, and I need the artwork as plus on Doctor Strange's body.
Nigga said artwork. We haven't had artwork in 13 years.
That's why I said it's a request. Because I know we ain't had artwork in a minute.
You're a shady
but we got to get
right
plus's
here.
Head.
He's a shady little bitch, this guy right here.
Don't gaslight me.
Shady little bitch.
You're gaslighting me.
That's why I said it's a request. Because I'm requesting us to get Plus's head on top of Dr. Strange's body.
Pause, nigga.
Let me finish talking so I can pause it, man.
Plus head. Whoa.
I was going to pause it after I finished talking.
That's a
That's a valid catch.
That's crazy.
That's a valid catch.
I was going to call it after
it's a valid catch.
Flag on the play, nigga.
It's, I don't know. All
right, all right.
Penalty all accepted. Right. All right. Five-yard yeah. penalty.
I like when we defeat you. Oh, damn, it's
repeat
your
second
bad.
Down.
My bad. It's your day. My bad. You got it.
I repeat first down. I want to do seconds.
Play, nigga.
It's a Jamaican thing. You're not going to understand.
Ben, when did you realize you were a gaslighter, buddy?
When did I realize?
I don't gaslight. I light the gas.
Hey, true that.
The problem is that it'll come out like when you least expect it. Like
just it's an inner reflex.
Yeah, it's just a reflex, reactive thing, dog. Like you probably don't realize it, and half the time you're not really trying to offend somebody, but you don't realize what the fuck you're saying. You're so used to just talking.
I feel like calling men gaslighters is unfair.
That's a gaslighty statement.
That's like calling people who walk. Oh, you a walker. You upright.
So we're naturally gaslighting.
This is what I'm doing. I'm alive.
No, we sound so toxic right now.
Have you guys ever seen the movie The Invisible Man?
Yes. Oh no, which one though? Because
yeah, there's a couple.
There's
either
there's,
one though. Yeah, they all mean the same shit.
No. Because there's the one with Ethan Hawke. I think his name.
Oh, and there's the one that for every married man, you're invisible. Okay, go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry.
But boom.
Yeah, they missed it. You got to be married to catch that one. You got to be married to catch that one. Go ahead. What'd you say?
I'm so happy I didn't catch it.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled.
It's because you're not invisible. You're seen. You're heard. You're cherished. You're valued. Of course. You matter.
My black life matters.
Your fucking black life matters. You know what I'm saying? You don't have an oppressor at home. What were you saying, Chris?
Oh!
Blammo. All right. Damn. Oh yeah, we officially started the episode. The episode don't start unless we break something, bro.
But one moment.
Yeah.
Plus, sir. When did you realize you were a gaslighter?
Oh, come on, nigga. I told you. When that bitch told me. I had to Google it.
But that's what I'm saying.
You know what I hate, bro? Unfair. But you know what I hate? It's like when you challenge, sometimes when you challenge women, they'll say that to you. Like, I'm not even trying to be an asshole. I'm challenging your thought. I'm challenging your statement. I'm challenging your opinion. Like, I'm challenging
that. That's why I say it's unfair to call men gaslighters. Because if we challenge you, which is what men do, we challenge one another.
You're a manipulator.
You're a gaslighter.
Like, what?
That's in a sense how we deal with problems a lot of times. Through challenging ourselves. You see what I'm saying? So it's like,
crazy,
how am
man.
I, if I challenge you, this is how I naturally deal with things, and now you came up with a name for it that has this negative connotation, so now I'm all of a sudden a horrible person.
My brother, I can't let you do that, okay? That's fuckery. Those are two different things, right?
Tell me how.
Like, if I say you harmed me, and then you say, no, I didn't harm you, or I didn't mean to harm you. Let me tell you what I meant to do. That's one thing. But it's like,
that's gaslighting?
No, that's what you were talking about, right? But if I say, Chris, you harmed me, and then you go, fuck that. What about the time you harmed me? Like, you can't even fathom. Like, matter of fact, I've never harmed nobody in my entire life. I don't even know how to harm. How could you make me feel like I'm somebody who could harm when you're harmed? You're going crazy.
Oh, that's gaslighting.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
So it's like, those aren't the same things.
Is it not? Is it not?
That's gaslighting.
Traditional.
Whatever that
for
term, correct term is.
Us to take it on the chin and keep moving.
That doesn't mean it's right.
No. Hear what I'm saying. Because again, what you just said now. How can you accuse me of hurting you when you hurt me? But a lot of times when you do hurt me, I got to take it on the chin and keep it pushing. I don't get this opportunity that we're giving
not
to you
but see,
to open up a safe space to talk and express.
That tactic isn't fair. When I'm addressing some shit about you, that's not the time for you to bring up your shit.
Yeah. Right.
If you want to bring up your shit, carve out some time to
address your shit
and talk about your shit. But when I'm bringing up your shit,
there's no
talking about your shit.
No, because there's a room for, like how you have a living room at home, there's a room for whenever we want to talk about my shit. There's a room for whenever we want to talk about my shit, there's always space. But if we want to break out your shit, there's never really space
for that. But are you going to be willing to communicate and do the things that's necessary for you to be able to have that space? Or are you just going to shut down?
Because, boy, I hate that shit. Don't bring up your problems with me when I'm bringing up my problems with you.
And
it's not the time.
And I hate that.
It's not the time.
I hate that.
It's not the time, bro.
When you're talking about shutting down on people now, that's like adding in a whole nother nuance.
I'm just saying like that's probably a response you would get. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that's usually the response that you would get to that. Yeah, you could do it, but are you going to do that? That's what women would say to a man. Like, yeah, you feel free. Tell me what's on your mind. But when we ready to have the conversation, are you going to da-da-da-da? Are
you going to be able to da-da-da-da? You mean be weak in front of a woman? You crazy?
You funny.
That's.
Listen, I'm with you when you're right, brother.
Today's be weak in front of a woman. Are you mad?
You
have
funny.
A day. Have a day, brother. Have a day.
Nah,
go crazy, boy. Go on.
I'm going to carry this.
Nah, go ahead, boy. Put the team on your back, bro.
Because let me tell you something.
Nah, you cook.
All right. I just got off the Ricky Express. and hop on the Chris Airlines. Hold on, man.
Yeah. No. I'm with you.
Hold on.
I'm on the Chris Airlines too. Bro, because listen,
I like that tune that Chris is singing.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's familiar. Be doo, be doo, be doo, be doo. It's familiar.
That's a beautiful octave he's singing in right now. I like that pitch.
It's familiar. I've heard that ditty before.
How did that shit go again?
I remember it.
Oh, that's a jazzy tune there, bro. I like that one.
All I'm saying, anytime I ever seen like a man express true weakness in front of a woman, he always lost. He ain't never coming.
I won't go that far.
Nah.
Cause...
A nigga ain't never coming. I'm talking about like when you if you hurt and you expressing your hurt, that's what I'm talking about, like true weakness.
So you never express, because it's crazy, because you never express yourself to your wife?
Of course.
Did you lose?
But that's not me expressing. I'm not talking about being weak in front of her, because it takes strength to express yourself.
About being weak.
Okay. So that depends on what you view as weak. What do you view as weak? Because to some men, not saying you, but some men view expressing yourself to a woman as weakness. I don't think that's weakness.
And also, you got to put in the question, like,
what's weakness?
Do you even know what your lady views as weak? Because
right.
You might be placing that's, something on her.
There you
that
go,
she
right
really
there.
Have.
Because I think if you express yourself and you come to a woman with certain things, they view that as a strength. Because not all, I'm saying some.
And that's what I'm saying. When Ben say what he say, he more than right, because it depends. That's again, this is why you got to do more than just take the girl to Cheesecake Factory when you dating her, bro. Like, you really got to get to know somebody.
Oh, niggas want
this. Because if you with somebody, bro, you got to know how they do certain things. It's like we say, you got to know how a person fight. You got to know how a person care for somebody, how they love. Like, all of these different things, you really got to get ultra understanding of and invested in before you lock and throw a ring on the finger and feel like, oh, she bad, she got a fat ass titties, I'm fucking with it, I like the way she suck dick. Fella, I'll tell you why you like the way she suck dick. She suck a lot of dick. That's why. Don't fall in love with those things, mm-hmm. and then be stuck with somebody who suck dick, but when you hurt, can't do nothing for you but suck dick.
Man, the biggest thing about it too,
I can tell you, when you hurt, you might want your dick sucked, but it ain't gonna feel as good.
For some men, that's a good starting point.
It's a good starting, but
it ain't gonna sustain.
As soon as that nut is busted, it's tears coming behind that eventually sometime.
Or if no nuts are busted.
Yeah, you could bust. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Pause.
Man, I had a really bad day, babe.
If you could bust,
give me that special dick, please.
Yeah, and a good wife will do that for you. And a good wife will do that for you. And a good wife will do that to you and for you.
I need that SDS real quick.
That's special.
Take me on the SDS Express.
Putting it out there, if you could bust as a title, I'm going to nominate it.
Yeah, listen, it's going in.
I think it's
if you could bust.
Yeah. SDS Express.
And have a picture of Plus with a machine gun busting that shit, bro.
That's crazy.
Very much if.
It's just crazy. You know what I hate? I'm just gonna give them like I'm gonna give the viewers a behind the scenes type of thing. These niggas will come on here and say that should be a title. I put this shit in the group chat. No, we can't use that, guys. They drunk now. They saucy today. It feels good right now. But watch Monday morning when I go in the chat. Oh no, how we can't do that.
Nigga,
that used to be a proper country.
That's mild compared to the shit that we used to have in there, man.
Monday,
come on,
I'm thinking about business.
That's PG-13.
As soon as I wake up Monday morning, I'm thinking business.
I just want you niggas to know we used to be a proper pod. We used to be.
A proper pod.
We used to be a proper pod, man. These niggas are scared of everything now, bro.
We can nominate that, too.
These niggas are scared of everything now. We can't talk about shit. They be trying to muzzle me now, bro.
We implemented a dress code, and now this nigga is mad. He want to go back to wearing baggy jeans and tank tops. To the walkthroughs and the interviews, they used to do. No, man. We have Kuth now.
I want that old thing back, bro.
We have Kuth now.
Where Ben at, man? Niggas, where Plus at, man? Where Chris at, man? Niggas matured. Where Vegan Trap Lord at?
Niggas matured. We learned Benson, lessons.
Allen, and Christopher. Fuck out of here.
We learned lessons, nigga.
Nigga, what are you talking about? Go to HR with that shit, nigga. Fuck out of here, man.
Who's HR? who the fuck would be our HR?
We wouldn't have it. They quit. They quit on us. They quit on us, bro.
You be a busy ass.
A busy motherfucker. Yo.
Hey, if you like work, right? If you enjoy working like aimlessly, holla at us, man. We got a job.
Well, I remember my older sister, shout out to the therapist. She was like, you guys are going to have a tough time if you guys ever get a publicist. That was back when when we got the letter, the cease and desist from the
Need a tough publicist, dog. If we get a tough publicist, we won't have.
Bro,
a tough
we got a cease and desist letter from the community.
Shout out to them boys.
We was nuts.
Hey, man,
we were nuts.
What are you doing?
It was during the ENJ days.
What are you doing? Easy, did you hear him?
Guys, easy,
did you hear him? Shouts out to them boys. Did you hear him? He thinks,
but you gotta be old school to know what he's talking about.
You know what I mean?
You see, you gotta
be the problem.
You see, but we gotta let him cook today. Hey, guys, just so you guys know, today, the earth is flat. What else is it?
Hey, I was
Meek Mill is the greatest.
Oh, yeah, the moon don't spin, bruh. What else? Meek Mill is
Meek
it.
Meek Mill is the greatest. The baby is the goat.
Vegetables are delicious.
and nutritious.
Is, all of this stuff you're saying is true regardless of what.
Hey, man, animal products are bad for you, man.
You ain't telling no lies.
Yo, it's so funny, right? I posted a text in there, a screenshot the other day of one of our listeners going off on all of Chris' takes, and he didn't give a fuck. I thought it was going to offend him. Because you know what I did? At first, I said it's a plus, and I said it's a business, you know, separately. You know, and they laughed. I said, fuck, I'm going to put it in the group chat. I didn't know how Chris is going to feel about it. That nigga didn't give a fuck. And I should have known better because you don't give a fuck because we're hard on you than they are. Pause. My bad. My bad. My bad.
It was pretty intense.
Is that a good pause though?
Infraction.
It's yeah.
It was timely. Very timely.
All right. All right. The episode should be called Pause.
I was addressing you YouTube niggas in the comments. And you niggas on Instagram because y'all niggas,
Instagram. It's the Instagram. Nigga,
yeah,
bro.
Nah. It's really the Instagram.
They go nuts.
Niggas, y'all be watching the clip. Watch the whole video, nigga.
The Instagram
you
niggas
want to watch a clip
are worse
me,
than
nigga.
The Twitter
the
or the
clip.
Fucking YouTube.
That's all
niggas.
I'm saying. Watch the whole video. You watching a clip. Watch the whole video. That's y'all problem. Y'all some clip ass niggas. Be a whole video nigga. Don't be a clip ass nigga.
Don't be a clip ass nigga.
We gotta,
I mean, we could put that on the list.
We gotta put it. We gotta play a clip song then. What happened to that boy? What happened to that pod?
God damn.
Which one? Which one?
It's a new pod.
Which one? So many of them. R.I.P.
Oprah ass niggas.
R.I.P. Rest in piss, all you niggas.
We can get started here. Don't die, nigga. Put on your headphones.
Are you fading off?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see how he's rocking? You see how he's fucking rocking?
This nigga ain't stopped pouring drinks.
That's fucking, I need to chill. That's
you
the problem.
Need to relax. Because the pre-show, you was going nuts over there, bro.
This nigga ain't stopped pouring drinks.
The pre-show's time. Too fucking long. That's the problem.
Nah, also, nigga. That's the reason we ain't start the podcast.
Because we were talking. Because a lot of shit we can't drinks. Say on here.
He's been over here pouring drinks the whole time.
And he brings up the best subjects that we can't talk about no more.
Take a lease, man.
What you on drink? Tell the truth. You're on like your third drink right now, nigga.
It's three. It's three.
Bro, not only that, you know he on Demon Time because he was contemplating going dark and light, bro.
Yeah, yeah. He really was, though. You were tripping.
He was like, I'm not touching that today. Nigga, you thought about that?
I pondered. I did.
You're nuts, dog.
Without thinking outside the box.
Yeah, really. Like, for real.
You know you can make us your accountability friends, right? Like, it tells me that you probably do this a couple times before.
Go a little crazy? Sure.
Yeah, you
sure,
go a little crazy.
Hey, man, as a single man, I think you got
the sometimes right, you feel like a nut, you know? Sometimes you don't.
Pause. Why is that pause, dog?
Because you don't, like, that's, it just, you got to pause that.
All right.
People might take that a certain type of way.
I'm with you.
That man don't like joy with his almonds, man.
Come on,
that man don't want no joy.
In the joy.
Yo, man.
Give me the joy.
You gotta chill,
the
dog.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Raps.
Sometimes.
Big go ahead and start. Right, right, start right. Before we lose this nigga.
Get the fuck out of here.
Should do freestyle.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
Ladies
never heard
and
this
gents,
shit before.
Who's been
the shit. NWO
That's
podcast.
Me.
With another installment. Give you great topics from niggas you love to hate. Let's go.
We some niggas, we some niggas, we some niggas. We some niggas who happen to have a
bitch.
We some niggas, we some niggas, we some niggas. We some niggas who happen to have a bitch.
I swear.
We some niggas, we some niggas.
Manula.
We some niggas who happen to have a bitch.
I swear.
We some niggas, we some niggas.
Manula.
We some niggas who happen to have a bitch.
I swear. Nah, bitch, don't quit. Don't quit, bitch. Manula. Keep going, bitch.
We some
No, do the next part, bitch. No, you gonna work today.
I swear.
Yeah, bitch. No, bitch.
Manula.
No. Jump your ass in the front. Let's rap.
Oh, shit.
Hey,
we some niggas.
Yeah.
Hey. I ain't got shit. I ain't got
hey, you little bitch.
Nah, I'm not a rapper. I'm a singer.
Little Manula. Bitch.
Come on, Plus. Come on.
Me, Ricky, Chrissy, and Benny, home. Tequila got me feeling kind of friendly, home. One day I'ma pull up in that Bentley, home. And I'm gonna see one with a Benny, home. Fucked up, but I'm back. Real shit. I'm going nuts. I'm doing that. Real, bitch. Pulling my cup. Fat bitch, I wanna fuck. Trapping off the iPhone. When she sucked me, you know I'm on. Got the bounce like Simo. Chris on roll up duty. Don't judge me like Judy. Winning Oscars, Trudy.
I swear, yeah.
Proud family.
I swear.
Being feeling real triumphant. Unfortunately, nothing's rhyme with triumphant.
I swear, yeah.
Fun to wrap up. No lies. I never cap up. I got a condom, though. Bitch, I might pap up. Strap up. Ain't no cap up. For the run. Get my lap up.
Niggas with a
get my lap up.
Niggas with a pin, niggas with a pin, niggas.
My niggas, we finna dap up.
Trippin', you fucking get clapped up.
Like a ducky, nigga, you quacked up.
City girl, bitch, you been act up.
I ain't got no more. I got one bullshit bar in me, and
no, that was fire. No, no.
What about trying to get
going
your stacks
going back and forth
up?
Like Migos.
Trying to get your stacks up.
Nigga, rap it.
Oh, shit. Hey. Trying to get my money and trying to get my stacks up. Hey.
Bitch, you fucking me up.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
No.
Manula.
Stop before I can talk shit about
him. I swear, ya. Manula. I swear, ya. That's what I do. I sing, nigga. I ain't with that rap shit, nigga. Remember that time we was in the studio?
You fucked me
fuck
up.
Fuck that. Man, nigga, I ain't with that rap shit. Nigga. That's why y'all niggas here. Put me on the vocals, man.
Shit.
Turn my vocals up, B. Okay. I ain't with that rap shit. Get you rap niggas. Them niggas don't get paid.
Just sit your ass in the back next time, nigga.
Fuck that.
You jump to the front ass, nigga.
And then you gonna run to the back when it's convenient? Piece of shit.
I'm a real nigga. That's what we do.
Michael would never.
You're a coward. Michael would never.
Michael would never.
He's ashamed of you.
There you guys you're go again. Coward. Comparing me to the greatest human that ever lived. Me. I'm a fucking peon. You go compare me to that? Come on. Have some fucking dignity. Fuck wrong with you niggas. Compare me to fucking Michael Jackson. I love you, Dad. Rest in peace, Dad.
That's crazy.
Not your dad.
You hear anything calling Michael Jackson Dad?
I know
what?
Your father.
He's all of our father. What you mean?
I know your
what
dad. Is that,
man? He's all of our father.
What is that? I'm sorry.
You're what? Able to be in front of a microphone right now because of Michael fucking Joseph Jackson. Hey, listen, it's today. It's Chris Day, but if you guys want me to go crazy,
I know.
I let 5 episodes slide with Michael Jackson slander. That ends fucking today.
I know that nigga's been all of our complexions, but he can't be all of
man,
our father.
Man, fuck you. Hilarious. He fuck you. He's black. The yeah. fuck out of here. You know, all fucking pleasures. You know, when you have fucking lupus and you have fucking vitiligo, shit happens. I'm sorry.
That's a crazy
I'm fucking sorry.
That's a crazy
that you're fucking blessed
disease.
To not have any fucking health scares. You know what I'm saying?
That's a crazy
but let's make jokes about the nigga's fucking health scares.
That's a crazy
like I got you,
I'm
bro. Moonwalkers, I'm here. Fuck that. I let
that's,
this shit slide too much.
That's a crazy combination of diseases to have.
Hey, sometimes you can't have everything. You can't be the world's greatest singer, world's greatest dancer, world's
you
greatest
have...
entertainer, biggest selling artist of all time, greatest human ever, and not have something fucking wrong. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Dog.
What the fuck
the,
you want from this guy?
The code to whiteness.
What more do you want from me?
What more do you want from Mike?
Okay. Black children.
We gonna stop the fucking disrespect, man. Fuck that shit. I'm not letting this shit slide no more.
Black children.
I'm not letting that shit
what
slide
more
no
do you
fucking
want
more. I'm
from
back
me?
I'm back to the old shit.
If he was a black man, he should have black children.
He's a fucking black man.
He has white
man,
children.
Fuck those kids, bro.
I know.
I don't fucking represent. I don't give a fuck about those kids. I fucking kids. Those kids don't moonwalk and they didn't fuck making Billie Jean, so fuck them.
They are
that's
white
crazy.
Children.
Fuck them. Niggas don't tune into this podcast and want to give a fuck about Aria Malia. What the fuck do they do? They want to hear from me. I'm with y'all. Fuck. Fuck Blanket. The fuck?
You gonna have so many tweets.
You want me to sit up here and fucking talk about some nigga named Blanket? Fuck out of here.
You're gonna get so many tweets.
Fuck that kid, man.
Really don't care about
that stupid ponytail.
How old is Blanket?
I wish Michael held me.
20 something at least.
He gotta be in his 20s.
Blanket's in his 20s?
Yeah, he's in his 20s.
God damn.
Nigga, Michael died like 10 years ago.
For real, the way this nigga talking about, you thought it was yesterday.
No, that nigga been dead.
That's crazy.
He's definitely bones by now.
13 years ago. Fuck you. 14 years ago. June 25th, 2009. A day we'll never fucking
maybe
regret.
Maybe another 40 years
until the world stopped. Not the country. The whole world stopped.
They did some Illuminati shit. They ate that nigga.
They probably definitely spread him around.
I don't think they allowed him to.
If they ate him, it's the greatest meal ever.
That's crazy.
No, it's not. Dog, fuck. What'd you say? You think the world's flat, so fuck you. I'm sorry. It's your
it's
your
not
day.
Me thinking the world.
It's your day, my bad. I'm so sorry. Exactly. I'm so sorry. It's your day.
You
I'm
thinking
sorry.
That it's round.
You guys getting me mad, man. Don't get me mad, please. Not today. Don't upset me today.
You know,
why
as a,
would
as
they
a...
tell us that it's round?
What you mean? Why would they tell you that it's round?
But I have a question.
I've told you this a million times. If I control how if I can control the way you think about the grand scheme of things, I can control a lot of the things that you think about.
That's true, but it doesn't answer this question.
What question?
Why would they tell us that it's round?
Because if I could control the way you think, I could tell you whatever I want.
But why would you want us to think that the world is round?
Because you can't prove otherwise.
Chris,
so
can
it
I,
don't matter.
Chris,
I can literally Chris, I say whatever very... I want to you. It's just like if they start telling us what's on the what happens when you die.
Chris, I've
no one knows, but if they tell us that they found the answer, what you going to do, argue with them?
Chris, I have a very stupid question, a very dumb question for you. Like, for the flat earth thing, like, is the plains and the mountains, does that, like, the fact that we're going to have to go up to mountains, is that not considered the fact that it's not flat? Like, what, like, why do you, why, you know what I'm saying? Like, isn't that us going up a mountain? That's not flat, because we're not on the ground, per se.
Yeah, but you still looking at the earth as if it's round when you think like that.
But what does that mean?
The earth is a flat surface. So yes, there can be mountains, nigga.
I'm so lost. That's why the whole flat earth thing, I get confused on. I'm trying to understand what's the argument here?
But this no, I'm just showing you that mountains.
You're saying round, but what do you mean by what you mean? Like the sphere? Like the, yeah, I guess it sits on a sphere and it's...
If
on an axis in this round?
What about it being, what about you going up a mountain
uh-huh.
makes it that the world is a sphere?
The globe?
What about that? Like going up a mountain, what does that prove to you that the world is a sphere?
It doesn't prove to me that the world is a sphere. It just proves to me that the world's not flat. Because I'm not, if I'm climbing a mountain, I'm not literally flat. I'm climbing up something. So how am I flat?
All right. So now this is what I'm trying to show you.
the ground,
uh-huh,
right, can have shit in it.
Okay.
Even if it's just flat, it could have stuff on it that you got to climb over to get to another plane.
Okay.
So the mountains are just...
This is fucking painful.
Mountains.
It makes my brain hurt.
This is fucking painful. I am in pain listening to you both. I am in physical fucking pain.
I just wanted to understand the whole argument, like what it is.
Only thing, no, I'm just trying to show you that mountains is not a way to disprove.
But when you get in the plane and you look out the window and you see the curve.
What curve, bruh? Don't do this.
So then when you get in the plane, it's just flat.
When you get in the plane, you see a curve?
You want to ask my question with a question? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Because you asking me.
It says they. Let them have
you it. Asking me. Let them cook. A nigga who you know.
I'm asking, do you see a flat surface when you get up there?
I see a straight line, dog. I see the horizon like everybody else.
And it don't do no parentheses, nothing like that?
How?
Okay, my bad.
How?
My bad, brother. I'm sorry I asked.
But I'm asking.
That's a crazy... That's a crazy pour.
That's juice.
God damn.
Just juice in there?
Hell no.
Now give me your cup.
I heard that shit. I ain't really see it, but I heard how much it's pouring.
God damn.
We're going to party like it's 1999.
Nah, you about to party like it's Chris, hangover, nigga.
The only thing that makes me question anything regarding whether or not the earth is round or whether or not it's flat is the fact that I recently came across some videos that spoke of a firmament. And the firmament is supposed to be like the barrier between earth and like
the heavens.
So like part of me get fucked up about realizing that there has to be some other shit out there. How do they keep us separated from it? I don't know.
Yes, that's the only thing that you can go high enough within before you hit the firmament that shit will fucking float and there's zero gravity. Why do you think they tell you that, oh yeah, outer space is real, but we can only go this far from Earth because there's a belt of meteors that wraps around Earth that is so dangerous for us to navigate with all of our years of flight technology. This space is so dangerous for us to navigate that we cannot venture through it. The same space that they had to venture through to get to the moon when they got there.
They never been to the moon.
The moon ain't real.
But the moon don't spin, bro.
The moon is not what you think it is. You think the moon is this rock in the sky. It's not.
I'm sick of feeling that way, bro.
It's probably some shit you can't even touch.
I'm sick of feeling that way, bro. Because I feel like we didn't get there when we say we did.
No, yeah, we didn't. We definitely did. That Louis Armstrong nigga, whoever the fuck these niggas were, Arnold Armstrong, them niggas didn't get there.
Louis Armstrong.
Come on, man. Them niggas. Take yourself seriously.
No, I don't. What's his name? Armstrong.
Neil.
Louis. Neil.
Fucking Louis.
My bad.
What a wonderful that nigga.
My bad.
That nigga deserves all.
That's the song of the week.
To get the little bit of credit he got out of life, and you tried to take it from him.
My bad, man. But that nigga didn't go to the
trees of green. That nigga.
Roser.
The pain in that nigga voice.
Well, it's all white.
Shit that nigga went through.
It's the glass in that nigga voice.
Slice. And I say to myself,
it's really wonderful. That sounded like pain.
Listen, them niggas, the only nigga that been to the moon is Kid Cudi. That's it. Kid Cudi and Future. Pluto. That's the only niggas, bro. There ain't no other nigga been on the moon. You can't tell. Did you guys ever watch the Neil Armstrong video of when they came back? Like, that shit is a crock of shit. It is literally, it's like a slap in the face.
But that's because none of the niggas have ever been to.
The government didn't even try.
They've
bro.
All been to that area in the sky where you.
No, that shit was a crock of shit, bro. I remember watching that shit.
If we were able to do that shit, bro, we should have been had smart TVs back then.
Do you believe that other countries went?
No.
Do you believe that other countries went? Because
the Russia maybe
America.
The theory is that they did that because it was a race of who could get there first.
Right. Yeah.
So I mean, it's not like niggas quit once America got there.
No. I'm pretty sure. I'm not saying no one's ever been there. What I'm saying is that video and that shit and that, you know, that they landed
from the 60s.
It's a crock of shit.
Countless people have died trying. I can tell you that,
bro. Look at the shit. Like as an adult, knowing what you know, go watch that shit now. You're going to fucking laugh. Go watch it now, bro. I promise you. I went and watched that shit the other day. on YouTube. That shit is a fucking joke, bro. It's a stage play.
Because it's a movie from the fucking 60s, nigga.
It's always funny doing that. I recently saw Power Rangers, and I can't believe
it. It's a joke.
I don't know how I did
that. The pyrotechnics alone, bro. Like, it's laughable, bro.
Did you see the reboot?
They have a reboot. But I haven't seen it. I haven't actually.
Oh my god, it's so terrible,
bro. It's bad. It was so terrible. Power Rangers is one of the worst shows ever.
Feel like cutting edge technology. Oh my god,
it's so bad, bro.
When the Zords came out, I was like, how are they doing this?
Dun 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 dun. When that music used to come on, like when they morphed.
VR Troopers. How are they doing this?
VR Troopers was even worse, bro. We are virtual reality. We are. That shit was bad, dog.
Y'all niggas remember, although this was supposed to be like next gen, like visual technology.
Cutting edge.
Remember Beast Wars? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like the Transformers shit, but it was animals.
Animals, yeah.
And it was like a 3D show.
It was bad.
Shit.
It's bad.
Like I remember this.
Yeah. Yeah. Beast Wars. Yeah, it's bad.
Optimus was a gorilla.
Yeah.
I remember this.
Yeah.
Optimus Primal.
Optimus Primal.
Primal. Yeah.
That's what they called him.
Yeah. They introduced them niggas in the new Transformers that they draw recently.
That's why them niggas were there like that. It was all like the music in the background was like, "You should know these niggas." Yeah. But I was like, yeah.
"I don't know these niggas."
You know, it was all triumphant and shit.
So anti.
You should know who these niggas are. I was like, "I don't know these niggas."
Plus, probably saying like, "Why'd they get a gorilla the nigga voice?"
I don't like any of it. It was like a little saber-tooth tiger, a bird. Yeah, I saw them in the movie.
Yeah. That's where they come from, though. They got like their own history in the cartoon.
That shit was so bad. Now that you look at it, like compared to what we like have today, that reboot was it looks so fucking bad.
They did a lot of experimenting on us when we was growing up.
A lot of shit didn't age well, bro. A lot of shit doesn't. Beetleborgs. Beetleborgs.
They were experimenting with what they could get away with.
That shit was trash.
Man, you know
that shit was trash, but they had your ass locked in for 30 minutes.
Like, why do you have to have my ass locked in, though?
You're right.
Yeah.
Right. Why? Why my ass? Out of all the things
that's
you could have chosen.
That's the brainwashing that I'm talking about that we got to escape.
Masterful.
We got to escape the brainwashing, bro.
You hear me?
This guy's on his P's and Q's. Yeah,
I waited on time.
I knew there was going to be an opportunity for me to see.
You're on your P's and Q's, sir.
And I seized the moment.
And you were vigilant.
Yeah. And I need you to understand that.
Only, 40 minutes? Yeah. A measly 40 minutes.
Yeah.
I need you to understand that this is why Paul's can never die, man. It's necessary to keep us in bounds.
Chris said, I'm not the message. I'm simply a vessel.
I'm a vessel.
That's it.
I too am flawed. One day
he owned up to it too. That's
one
crazy.
Day, brother, I may need you to pause me, and I need you to do it because if the situation arose, I would pause you, my brother,
in a heartbeat, man. I wouldn't think twice.
All niggas say in a heartbeat.
I wouldn't think twice.
You know how fast that is? A heartbeat. You know how quick that is, bro. Oh my god.
But bro, I did a TikTok video about Gucci Mane this week.
Oh,
that was great.
That was great.
But
great.
I played First Day Out for my son, and he seemed very unimpressed.
Of course, why would he be impressed by? Why would he be impressed by that?
But wait, right? And I'm looking at, I'm trying to figure out like why he's not impressed. And then for me, I realized that like some of this music isn't going to age well because he doesn't immediately have the context. Like when Gucci dropped First Day Out. He's been in and out of jail forever.
Yep.
Trap music was at his height.
Yep.
How long was the bid that he had just did at that time? It was the long
one. It was the long
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Long
so
one.
He awesome. Jumped out.
Nigga, Free Gucci was a thing on Twitter.
Free Gucci was
years.
Out. Yeah. He jumped out, did the track. We were in the clubs with niggas saying it word for word. We know when the DJ dropped the music. And if a nigga try me, I'ma bust his ass. Like, so it's like, I hear all of those things when I hear the song.
When the song starts, the club goes crazy. I'm starting on my day with a blunt of perp.
But my son, he just heard some old fat man on lean.
Jesus.
Rapping
some old
about.
Drug addict.
Old drug addict.
And that
rapping
hurts.
About
and
over a completely outdated Zaytoven beat. Mind you.
That hurts.
That too. The beats are outdated.
And then.
And it still rocks to me.
Now, on the other hand, right? Like, when I played him Graduation, there was tons of context around that, right? Fuck it, we didn't know if he was going to be able to beat the sophomore slump. I mean, or with the sophomore album, he had the shit with 50. The motherfucking.
Well, that was his third album, actually.
But yeah. you know what? Because there's context around both.
But
he don't give a shit.
But when
about
he hears
the context
it,
around the Gucci Mane situation.
No, because that's
but
not
the thing
demo.
Is, the context around the Kanye shit, he doesn't know it either.
Nah,
but Kanye shit still
he can care
as well.
It resonates.
But hear what I'm saying?
Well.
He can care more because I can if I don't have those bones in my body, I can care more about a nigga trying to outdo his best. More than I so can care about a nigga who just got out
of
jail.
But he doesn't know either or. And okay. The thing is about Kanye's music is still passing the ear test.
Of course.
A lot of our shit, like, when I played Beam Eye for this nigga, he looked at me like I was insane.
Nigga.
That's what they tell you, don't I meet was... your heroes. Don't play songs you love for your children.
Bro,
that's
I was
bad
at
idea.
A spot. I was at a spot recently, and they played Throwback Greasy, Ball Greasy. No one was moving. Not even a shoulder swing or a two-step.
That hurts my heart.
I'm looking around the room and like, I couldn't even really speak my true feelings because I'm admitting that.
Ball Greasy.
There's a lot of
songs.
Our
days are gone.
Jesus.
That just won't pass the test of time. But like, for example, you know what is sticking around like a motherfucker that the young kids love? That's what I thought you were doing. I thought you were giving me an ashtray. You're asking me to fill your cup.
There's more over there.
Hilarious.
There's more there.
But look, now we have an ashtray.
Ben actually bought like an actual compartment to use to ash. And he took Chris's cup that Chris is drinking out of and used it as an ash.
You see me tell you thank you? Oh, thank you, brother.
There we are.
Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate you.
Ben took the time and money and effort and energy to buy us an ashtray that we can use,
like,
right?
All
right,
whatever.
And this guy takes Chris fucking cup and uses it. Look,
Rick, he said thank you.
He said thank you.
So I'm like, that's a weird gesture to say.
Why
when
would
somebody give you a cup to pour them a drink? But all
right. Nigga said thank you. And you know what's crazy? He's been pouring drinks for us all day. So it might have, for me, it went over my head. Like you said, thank you. Okay, he's just being helpful today. Like he's being so nice today. Like,
look, I watched him pour you help. You get a drink.
Right, man. Like, he's pouring drinks all over the place, bro.
Right. That's crazy as hell.
I opened up the trunk and I saw the stand. It looked like it looked like somebody literally just poured ash on poured ash on.
Used it as ashtray.
And tried to decorate it with ash.
he uses it as an ashtray, bro.
That was the motivation for me to be like, okay, let me take this goddamn ashtray and use it during the recording.
This nigga, bro. But Bendo, real quick, you had a subject.
Kind of Bendo?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Bendo, man. Bendo. That's actually all right.
It's a Bendo.
Bendo.
Trap out the Bendo.
Was that Versace?
The Bendo. Yeah.
Mm.
I got you this time, cuz.
I got an extra one just in case.
Double cup.
I thought you were trying to pause me, Sam. Trying to say some crazy shit.
Double cup. I'm getting high as fuck. Huh?
So.
All right, nigga.
Oh, it's crazy.
I thought you was for a year, man.
That's enough there, nigga. Young nigga. Chase?
You want juice or you want ginger ale? Juice soda.
Give me the juice. Pause.
Are you allowed to drink it?
Yeah.
Huh?
The juice. What the fuck are you keep asking this for?
I don't know what they're allowed to do anymore.
You keep asking the nigga you allowed to drink shit?
Their rules change.
Who? Vegan rules?
The V people.
There's been an update?
Tell them what you've seen on VTV,
right? Yeah, VTV, man. You can't do shit, can't live.
License
like, it's niggas that are vegans that's talking about the sunlight and shit. It's all types of rules, man.
Hilarious, bro.
What the fuck, man? Are you this allowed nigga, to breathe?
Hey, vegans don't fuck with the sun?
VTV.
They don't fuck with anything. And I'm still confused how there's fucking fat vegans.
It's a lot of carrots, man.
People still eat unhealthy, bro.
The amount of fat ass niggas that roll up in here, how the fuck?
Niggas be eating fries.
Because of the carbs, man.
There you go.
They overload on carbs.
Fries and rice.
You got starches. Carbs.
You know what? I got.
What's heavy?
He tricked me because he's so skinny. I thought all of them looked like him.
A lot of people are promoting like veganism and giving people recipes, but really and truly, they just deep frying a lot of shit.
Next thing you know, I'm at my house and fucking Maya's white fucking Rastafarian cousins pull up. They're fucking fat as hell. Fucking white Bushu Benton. Like, nigga, what the fuck? How'd you get fat?
So that was 40. That was maybe Rice, 49, nigga. 20 seconds. I'm going to mark that in your head to make sure you decide whether or not you want to keep that.
You care about it. Right?
Yeah. Hey, I'm locked in already. What's up? Yeah. What are they going to do now?
Hey, I'm just put another baby the disclaimer out there. That nigga poured a lot of tequila in his cup. Fuck up your lawn. He poured a lot of tequila in his cup, y'all. I'm going to just put that out there.
All right, fat vegan cousins. I'm sorry. Why y'all... So,
this shit, cousins? I keep remembering, this shit's dangerous. I didn't know what it was until I tasted it. Pause. This shit is
what, a tequila?
Yeah, man. It's not good.
Man.
I never say good things.
Bro, we were worse on E and J, my nigga. We were crazy on that shit, nigga.
So what is it that you currently drink?
He's not a drinker.
Ciroc?
He only drinks when he comes here.
I drink.
That nigga out here drinking Ciroc,
this or performing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, when he's performing. Yeah.
We're going to be loose. So, and like every time.
Pause. Oh, so you're not really drinking no more these days?
No, man, hell no.
He's not.
Congratulations to you,
I'm
bro.
A, I'm going to take it.
Nah, that's what I'm about to say. Me too.
I'm smoking less, drinking less.
Shit, not me and Ben.
Smoking less.
Yeah. Because there's no more tobacco. I just forget to smoke sometimes.
Okay.
Nah, I'm with y'all boys on a lot of shit, but when it comes to slowing down on the drinks, I can't go there with y'all.
I've never been a nigga, like, I don't have alcohol at my house.
Oh, I do. I got a full
I have one bottle that's been there for about 2 years.
If there's alcohol in my house, it's because I'm drinking.
I can't drink at home. It's weird.
But that's what I'm saying. But if I have it at home, it's because I'm drinking.
But like Thanksgiving, or my family, Domino's, being fucked up feels appropriate.
Right, it's appropriate, yeah.
I'm at a club,
that's where I came from.
A compa club, yeah. Being fucked up feels appropriate.
Right.
But like if I'm home, I'm trying to be comfortable, it's weed, man.
Yeah, I can't watch TV.
It's weed.
That's it.
I'm going to be being drunk made me hype.
Yeah.
Want to talk shit.
Yeah.
And be loud and obnoxious. I can't do that at home.
Why be that way at home is what you're thinking.
Yeah. Why do that at home?
Okay. I'm turning it off.
You need that when you're on stage.
Yeah, I need the nigga to come out when I'm on stage.
Yeah.
When performing. I'm hanging out.
Yeah.
Potting shit. I can't imagine being drunk at home. To do what?
To do what?
Go fuck out my house?
Yeah, your voice need a your voice.
Fuck up my neighbors?
No, man. Yeah.
I tried.
Your
I
voice
tried.
Is going through them walls, Paul. Come on. I know your neighbors know everything you talk about.
The thing is, I'm not there for half the month, but they know when I'm there.
Or when he screams, hey!
Late night 2K.
Yeah, yeah. When you playing the game, 2K? I know that.
What were you saying? You're about to say something.
No. I was just going to say, I was trying to drink with my old boy recently, and that old ass nigga could drink me under the table.
Man, listen.
Easily.
They different. It's a different kind of pain for them boys. They different.
I brought a bottle of Bacardi because it was requested.
Bacardi rum.
Like I opened it up, gave it to him to pour himself a drink. This nigga about poured about 28% of the bottle as his first drink, mm-hmm. and gave a little splash of Chase. Not even much,
just to give us some flavor.
Just to give us some flavor.
He wanted to add some flavor to his liquor.
Yeah,
wanted some flavor with his gasoline. Dog, them niggas are different, man.
Yeah, they're different, bro.
They are different. I'm not sure. That's why I try not to drink like heavily at home, because I be having that imagery in my head, man. Like,
but see, they was drinking real alcohol too. They weren't drinking this puss ass shit. Yeah,
the way I make my drinks though, it's not.
Nah, like, bro. I'm talking about like a bottle of Bacardi today. When your dad was probably drinking Bacardi, nigga. That's two different alcohols, bro.
Probably.
The sugar that they putting in it now different. So it got to be two different alcohols. Them boys used to real like rubbing alcohol.
And they don't mix. They drink.
They
drink
it
straight up.
Yeah, shit's crazy.
They see it as disrespect like that,
My dad be at my crib, bro,
I
drinking.
I was a part of that training.
And when my dad drinks,
train.
Pause. But when my dad drinks, it's like I pour him a drink and he'll like, "No, I'm good." I'm like, what happened? What happened? He said, "No, you put stuff in there. Just give me a man's drink."
Yeah. That's crazy, bro.
That's for women. Give me an actual drink. Like,
put my shit on the stove, make that
and
shit hot.
You better never pour this nigga a drink. This nigga will not accept a drink and a plastic cup. Give me my shit on the rocks in a glass.
Oh, you taking it on the rocks.
Like a fucking man.
Okay, at least you're taking it on the rocks.
You're disrespecting me. He's like, "You and your friends have drinks as men,
nigga,
with juice and plastic?"
Nigga.
He asked me that.
Hey, look, you see that?
He asked me that. Plastic? Y'all remember the time we came to my crib and y'all we were drinking? He said, he pulled me to the side and said, "Hey, Wiki, you guys are having drinks in there with plastic?" and juice.
Yo, bro. Old Haitian man make you like a bitch for no reason.
What you? What you? He said
do nothing,
nah,
bro.
Nah, it's not for no reason. Fuck that.
Plus, no, I swear. Like I was pouring my drink, and as I was pouring the chase, I could see this nigga at the corner of my eye, like, fixated on me.
What did I raise?
Like, what is this? What is he doing?
I'll never forget last Thanksgiving. Ashley was there, Chrissy was there, Reggie was there, right? So we me and Reggie having a drink with my dad. And Reggie's pouring the drink and I'm pouring the chase. My dad said, okay, Malia and Aria, Ricky and Reggie made the drinks for you. That's what he said. He called my children. He said, yeah, they're making drinks for you guys. Because that ain't for us. There's no way in hell that's for us.
That can't be for us.
Because you gotta listen. You got all right, remember this. Remember this, dumb boys grew up drinking like real gasoline. Like
gasoline, bro. Not,
like grade A gasoline.
Even the beer. Like I got my dad some beer. Then nigga said, that's not beer. And nah, it's funny because we were having that conversation on the last part about the prestige and all that.
Yeah,
them niggas drink that shit. That, if you drink a prestige and you drink some Corona type shit,
nah,
it is nowhere near the same. Ballpark. It's different. And that's how they get activated. Zoe niggas, all the old Haitian bands, Haitian comedian niggas,
them boys
they get activated off that oil, bro.
Alcohol, bro.
They get activated off that shit.
Women back in the day would mix that shit with juice.
Yeah, that's so exactly.
When they see us doing it,
it's like some bitch at, like, they don't know what that is. Like, why is he doing, why is he pouring juicy juice and fucking Hennessy? what is he doing?
That's because when we see, I don't know, me as a kid at least, when I seen like the adults drinking, I'm like, all right.
And he won't touch the babaku. He's like, that's not babaku. He's like, I don't know what it is. That's syrup. I don't know what that is. He said, we can put that on pancakes. Yeah, that's not babaku.
Niggas used to a different type of burn when they
drink
that shit.
He would not touch that shit. My dad would not touch babaku. He said, that's not it. That's not
that's why all of them we were drinking like that. They all got that voice.
Yeah.
Cause that shit's crazy, burned man. Like all of this.
The fucking lining in it.
But even when you watch TV, you see like grandpas drinking and like older dudes. It's always you never see niggas mixing. It's always a straight whiskey,
just straight
on the rocks.
In a glass cup
in a glass, you
clear
know,
gin.
That's what apparently we're not supposed to be drinking out of plastic cups. I learned that. Like,
nah,
that
I don't.
Like.
I mean, when I'm at home, I don't drink out of plastic cups.
No, when I'm at home, I don't drink. Neither. I don't either. I drink out of glass.
I absolutely do.
When I'm slumming it with you niggas.
Yo, when you misfits come over, I have red cups for you niggas because I know you guys are using shit.
When I'm slumming it with you niggas, I drink out of plastic.
I drink out of my motherfucking King's flask, man. look at this little shit. What the fuck is this? There's no ice. We're fucking barbarians, man.
I drink out of mason jars when I'm at home.
But Ben, I want to ask you about that topic real quick. Because we're deep in the episode. Let's pause. Let's just get over. Let's just talk about the topic.
All right, so recently I was online and I saw a conversation being had between what seemed to be a lady podcaster and her guest, male guest. And the topic was, she asked them a question saying, do you masturbate while your woman is in the home? And he responds, yeah. And she was like, that's disrespectful as fuck. And he responds saying, why? And she says, like, why the fuck are you in here touching on yourself when I'm here? I got a pussy in the mouth. And he's like, I mean, you don't understand how much. All right, let me break it down for you is what he said. He said, all right, so you get hungry, right? And she's like, yeah, you just hungry. You just want to get something in your belly real quick, right? She says, right. Are you going to prepare a 6-hour roast, or if you just hungry, are you going to go down the street to Wendy's or McDonald's or some shit? And she says, I'm going to go to Wendy's or McDonald's. It's like, exactly. Like, we all understand the process of having sex and that's cool and everything. But if I just feel like I want to get one off real quick, I'm going to just do that, take a breather and get on with the rest of my day. So my my question to y'all is, like,
you just put
how do you view that? How do you view that question? Like, is it disrespectful for you to masturbate while you have a woman in the home?
Oh, niggas dropping liquor, eh?
You just caught that? No, it hit the. I had it like this to listen to Ben, and I went like this, and it hit the thing, and it fell.
Not right at that.
So yeah, you dropped it. I don't know why the explanation.
Yeah. He caused a fumble.
You dropped it. And that's okay.
That's okay. That's good. that's but what I want to say about that is, So the woman, it's the Lord. the woman found that it was disrespectful that her man was masturbating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'm gonna ask a really quick question. I'm gonna be Chris here. Like, does the video say that is he masturbating, like, in the bed with her? You know?
Oh my God! Just answer the question.
Okay. Now you feel I just wanted you to feel our pain.
Wow.
I just wanted you to feel our pain. So let me answer the fucking question.
I always wanted to say that.
Yeah. See, no. I just wanted him to feel it. I wanted him to get hurt.
For the first time.
I wanted
time.
Him to feel the give him a palm, give him everything.
You're right.
Give him everything.
For the first time.
I like that. Yeah, hey, man, listen. You gotta give him a palm. That was, nigga. You've been part of since we got here. That's what you know. I don't think it's disrespectful. Because you have to understand, most men, and I'll speak for Caribbean men especially, we have an insatiable appetite. So, and if there is a scenario or a case where we know or we feel that you're not with the shits tonight, and I need to get some shit off, I am going to masturbate. like men need to get that release some way, somehow.
Unless you're telling me I could use your body to do so.
And you're I don't want to rape you, so you're telling me that I cannot use your body?
No. It's not necessarily a rape. It's just like, all right, if you telling me whenever I get horny, I can say, hey, babe, I'm horny. I need to get one off, and I ain't really got to worry about you getting one.
And no woman's built like that. No woman's built like that way. So
now one of y'all,
especially a woman in a committed relationship. So
come on, man.
So the response about? To that is the fact that, hey, you could be having a bad day. You could be having a bad month to where your libido is not working the way it needs to work. You can't even summon the energy to get that pussy wet for me. And that's okay. But guess what? This dick doesn't stop getting hard. So I need to jack it. And I'm going to jack it. It is what it is. Like, I'm sorry.
You want to? I need to jack it and put Ricky in a trench coat.
Please do. Please do.
Wait.
I need the jacket, and I'm gonna put me the actual jacket,
or have him on Jack Nicholson's head. Here's Johnny.
No. Look, we're gonna spell it. We're gonna spell it. The title is "I'm Gonna Jack It," but it's spelled jacket like a coat.
You have him in a trench coat.
No, I'm gonna jack jacket. I'm going to jacket.
No, bro, giving anybody a monopoly on your orgasms is always a bad idea.
Bad business, dog.
Let them control your happiness.
That was bad business.
Why would you want to be responsible for that?
That's crazy, dog. That's insane, man. Like, listen, and you have to understand, like, because men and women are different, bro. There are times where it has nothing to do with you, where a woman could be dealing with some problems at work, problems where, we know, her mom, her dad, somebody's giving
her. She could be being a bitch.
She could be being a bitch. So many factors.
You know?
She could be pregnant. You don't know it. There's so many things that could be going on.
What? Pregnancy doesn't break a pussy.
It doesn't.
What are we talking about here?
But there's plenty of broken. There's a lot of broken pussies out here. Hey, listen, I'm going to be honest with y'all boys. There's more broken pussies than there are broken hearts out here. I want you guys to understand. Hey,
pussies are fine. It's an attitude. That's the problem. Pussies are fine.
You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't necessarily mean that you did something. It could be something that she's going through and she's just not capable of wanting to have sex at that moment. But that doesn't mean that your man or your partner does not need to fucking ejaculate. Because so having a problem with the fact that he's jacking off and not cheating on you is crazy to me.
One thing I'm never going to be is a goddamn beggar. You hear me? You're not gonna turn me into a fucking beggar.
A goddamn beggar's crazy.
You're not gonna have me in my own fucking house with a cup in my hand. More pussy, please.
Yo, the title's "More Pussy, Please." I was gonna give a fuck.
Can I have some more?
And a bunch of cat is please. The graphics.
Please, sir.
A bunch of cats.
Please.
Please.
More no, pussy, you, please.
You, got, you got pussy on you, madam.
You gotta use that picture of Tiny Tim when he's like, please, sir, can I have some more?
Please. Might you have some spare pussy?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I would love some more. Please.
One shekel of pussy, please.
Oh,
come on, man. I don't wanna be a goddamn beggar. It's embarrassing.
Oh, no, I'm cool.
That's super fucking cool, stupid. Right, but, dog, like, have you guys ever... Okay, let me ask you guys a question. Have you guys ever had a problem or... No, let me ask you a better question. Have you guys ever revealed or has your woman ever found out that you guys are actually watching porn and jacking your dick or just jacking your dick in general? Well, every woman knows you do that, so that's a stupid question.
My wife walked on me watching porn one time, kid. That shit almost started like the biggest argument in the world.
Bro, I have a similar story.
I don't really watch porn like that.
That was a real story.
But it's just the couple times I'm watching porn, right? I'm in the bathroom. I'm leaned up against the door, but I'm not really leaned on the door. So like, she opened it, and as soon as she opened the door, she see a bitch sucking dick.
I'm like, hey, intuition, look, bring her in every time.
It's not what you think it is. Immediately,
bro. I remember I was dating my ex at the time, bro, and I was in the shower jacking my dick watching porn, bro. It's crazy because the phone was getting all wet, but I was so horny, man.
God damn.
She was mad at me at the time. She was giving me nothing. So that's, I'm in there jacking my dick, and she just busts in the bathroom, and she opened it, you know, the shower curtain when it goes, right? I'm in there with my dick in my hand, my phone in my other hand. I'm looking so fucking stupid. I feel like shit. And she comes in there, she's like, "What the fuck are you doing?" I said, "God damn it!" I said, "You see what I'm doing?" And she grabs my phone in my hand because I'm so vulnerable. She grabs my phone in my hand. He's like, "This is what you like?" I said, "I'm sorry."
They always look to see what kind of bitch you're looking at.
Hey,
never,
man,
get it fucked up.
All I could summon.
They always go to see what kind of bitch.
Yo, I got my cock in my hand. All I could summon is, "I'm sorry."
But that's the thing, though. Like,
you remember that shit, man? I told y'all, man. She don't watch. She got me in here watching these big booty bitches and shit. Like, how far she got no ass.
Like, I guess you could judge a nigga based off what they like. Oh. But how far can you judge it? Because niggas click on some weird tabs, bro. I know.
Oh, shit. No, man, my fucking leg was on the fucking shit.
Oh, you was getting that.
I was going crazy.
You too comfortable.
Here comes this fucking angry, this angry pussy holding bitch. Come here. Go question me. Because I want to get a nut off. Hey, bitch, if you was giving me fucking pussy, I won't be in here. I'm sorry.
This could be you.
This is what you like. Yeah, bitch. I like anything because you're not giving me shit. I'm gonna watch some crazy shit. I think it was a midget getting fucked. Huh? There's something crazy, man. Something diabolical, dog.
It's always when you're watching some diabolical shit, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's next on my bucket list.
A midget?
Find
a
midget social.
Man, remember when we went to Club Space and we had the midgets?
Do you care what ethnicity the midget is?
That's still probably
you my got wildest hero,
moment.
Bro.
The only
it's my wildest moment.
Unless you care about a stick.
No, me and Ben, Amos, and Reggie.
I ain't never seen a skinny midget.
Never mind, Reg.
No, nigga. Ruin your life. Go ahead.
I love every story that starts with you, Ben, and Reggie. Come on.
You, Ben, and Reggie, plus. I mean, damn.
Plus was there.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, he was.
No, Plus was there that night.
That nigga was there.
He was around, but he wasn't there that day.
Nothing to do with this.
It's me, Ben, Reggie, and Amos. We at Club Space. And if anybody knows the story behind Club Space, it's in Miami. A lot of ecstasy, a lot of cocaine goes around it. We weren't doing those things.
It's like some fist pumping shit.
Yeah, but however, it's the after hour spot, right? So you go out, you have fun for the night. That club closes at like 9, 10 o'clock in the morning.
This is where you go to OD on drugs and stuff.
Yeah, they go there to OD on drugs. So we wanted to try it out. We had went out to some hood shit.
Not the drugs, but the club, guys.
The club. But we weren't ready like to go home. So we're like, yo, let's go try this Club Space shit, right? We're in there, and like you said, it's fist pumping shit. As a matter of fact, we had just left naked with you.
Don't try to implicate me, nigga.
I said we left naked with you. It sounded crazy.
Naked used to be a party that we used to keep back in the day.
You said 6,000 listener style people, and then, what to clarify?
I'm just saying.
We left club naked, the party naked.
It was a party called naked.
Called naked, right. Right.
Just everybody had, it was a dress code, everybody right. Fully clothed, yeah. Just so y'all know. It's not no.
And Chris used to
get
us in there for free with the tables and all
it
that.
It ain't no P. Diddy party, just so you know.
Chris was the man back then. You know what I'm saying? But so
not
we,
like P. Diddy, though.
No, like that, not like that. But
nothing
we,
like Puff Daddy.
We go there, right, Plus? And we're dancing on these bitches. I mean, we're dancing with women, right? We're having a good time. And then comes these two midgets, right? So we're dancing with the midgets. We're having fun with the midgets.
They were thick as hell.
Thick as hell. But where the night gets crazy is the fact that me and Reggie were picking them up in the air.
Fun. So much fun.
And we were just passing. We were literally passing the midgets around to our boys. Like, we're just passing these midgets around. And they're with the shits, bro. We're passing them around. They're with everything. It was like... Like small people, like they want to be treated like small people. They were with the fun. They were with the jokes. They were with everything, bro. And I kept thinking to myself, this is why niggas fuck with them. Because they were just like a genuinely good fucking time, bro. You know what I'm saying? They allowed us to use the fact that they're little, like babies. Like, you know what I'm saying? And just pass them around.
So dumb.
Yeah, it's like, so I love that. I was carrying her around like she was a baby in the club. It was just, it was so crazy. I wish I had a pacifier. I wanted to put it in her mouth. So
I had a pacifier crazy. For her.
She had a couple of pacifiers there. It was over. That it was all said and done.
So crazy.
They had pacifiers.
Have you ever seen the little person who, they call her Keychain J-Lo?
The one with the one leg?
No.
Oh, sorry.
She has both legs, but like.
Okay. Keychain J-Lo is so dumb.
They call her Keychain J-Lo.
Because she's a little J-Lo.
Because she's the size of a keychain.
She's a little J-Lo.
She's a little mini J-Lo.
That's crazy, man. That's insane, bro.
Wow, beans.
There's a one-legged midget stripper in Miami. I'll never forget you.
A one-legged midget stripper in Miami.
Dance at, that's not the title, nah?
She used to dance at The Trap. It's a really dirty, bad strip club. You don't want to be in there.
I'm not going to let y'all ignore me.
Huh?
One-legged stripper in Miami. We can't make that the title.
God bless you.
They could be a contender.
I don't know. See, I don't know if her leg got blown off. I don't know if she was just.
Why are we discussing this?
Come
leg?
On, man. No, because, nigga.
Hey, this nigga is cooking, man.
Understand, like, understand, right? You can't be born a midget and a lost leg. Like, come on. You got no favor. You got no favor, man. Like, and then you end up being a stripper, so you had no dad. So it's like everything went bad, man. Fuck. Somebody help her, man. I loved her because she was she had nothing, man. You're midget, you got one leg. You're dancing. Come on, man. You're a fucking baby mutant.
What
dad,
the fuck?
Your all dad right. is gone, man.
Man, final thoughts. Quickly. Quickly. He's unraveling.
Fuck. Social media accounts.
Went too far. Too fast.
At NWO Podcast. X / Twitter, formerly known as Twitter. At the NWO Podcast. YouTube at NWO Podcast. TikTok at NWO Podcast. Appreciate y'all for listening.
Happy New Year. You know the vibes. We fuck with y'all boys. Ricky, final thoughts.
Yeah, man, just go and watch the video of the moon, man, when them boys landed on the moon, and tell me what you think. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I know bullshit when I see it.
You know what? You know what? And one more one-liner. It just came to me. It just came to me. Pause.
Pause.
You're not a jerk if you jack.
Damn, that's a good one.
Okay, you're not a jerk.
Come on, man.
Doesn't make you a jerk. No.
Five thoughts for us,
no.
He's done. I'm sorry. I went crazy, man.
This guy's done.
I'm trying to get up.
He's done.
Louis Armstrong.
There's no wisdom for this nigga today.
Oh, my back.
Yo, I hope all of this is on camera, dog.
God, it's looking fat, ridiculous.
Oh, fuck, man.
I'm crying.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. That felt nostalgic, man. This episode feels nostalgic. Oh yeah, make sure you come to 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida, to the Vegan Trap House and get your best vegan food in all South Florida. Just and come to the Vegan Trap House, get the best vegan food in all of South Florida. So they got everything you need, man. They got the juices, they got lunch and dinner. They got everything you need, man. Chris, take his hand, brother.
The song of the week. Louis Armstrong. Louis Armstrong. What a wonderful world.
Not for the midget stripper.
Come on, bro.
Come on, man. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are
also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.